And since it's a new year, it means it's time for new resolutions. For the third year in a row, we've asked you to declare your New Year's resolutions. Not about exercising more or getting into juice cleanses, although far be it from me to talk you out of juicing or cleansing. But we've asked you to get ambitious in a different way. What is the creative project that you've been wanting to take on and just needed an extra push? This year, we heard from more than 100 of you willing to step up to the plate. One of them was Garmin Herigstad, and he is with me now on the line. Hi, Garmin.
Hello, Kurt.
So where am I reaching you?
Bellingham, Washington.
Which is basically southwestern Canada, right?
Yeah, we're the Tijuana of British Columbia.
Yeah. And what do you do for a living?
Well, for 27-plus years, I worked in movie effects and television effects. But I'm kind of trying to transition over to be more of an artist.
You've had a pretty successful-looking career in visual effects. You've worked on Harry Potter and X-Men and lots of other big movies.
Yeah, and it was a pretty exciting experience. And my job, in a sense, working on the movies, as movies got bigger and bigger and bigger, for me, they felt like they were getting to be less and less creative and more about just knocking out, you know, burning buildings and smashing cars and things like that.
Right.
And whenever I see some really beautiful calligraphy or hand-drawn lettering, my heart just kind of melts.
So, Garmin, exactly what is your New Year's resolution for 2015?
I plan to make a hand lettering or calligraphy using either, like, hand-drawn pencil-drawn letters or using traditional calligraphy pens and brushes to letter the entire book of Proverbs.
Why Proverbs?
It's about 700 little snippets of wisdom of varying lengths from, you know, one sentence to like a couple of paragraphs. And then I thought, well, it would force me to do a huge body of work, which would help me build up my skills.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, there's a lot of variety in each one. And so it could lend itself to very formal, old-style Gothic calligraphy, and in some of them I could even do it like with a piece of chalk, like it's written on a blackboard.
Do you have favorites?
Well, I have a couple of favorites. Some that have stuck with me for a long time. Proverbs 27:1-2. It says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." Kind of fits this situation. What I'm doing right
yes,
now is that
yes.
I'm setting a goal, but I guess I want to keep my expectations out there.
And assuming you get through it and you're done, what do you plan to do with the finished artifact?
Well, I kind of posted it on Facebook that I had this idea, and then one of my friends said, well, I'll buy one. or maybe somebody will hire me to make a menu based on something I did.
No, thank God you're doing the Bible. You don't want to just then go to a menu after that, you know?
Well, if I got to pay the rent.
Well, I really hope it works out, and we will be checking back in with you as the year goes on.
Great.
Thanks. Garmin Herigstad listens to the show on KUOW in Seattle. And over the next few weeks, we'll hear from the other listeners who are submitting themselves to our constant monitoring throughout 2015. In the meantime, a giant thank you to everybody who shared their creative resolutions with us. You are incredibly ambitious. And by the way, if you're keeping your resolution without us nudging you all year long, let us know.